弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日我们再一次的相聚，我们来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
So glad to be here together with you, to be here on the Lord's Day to worship God.
今天我们继续看彼得前书的第三章哈。
Today we'll continue our study to look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
那我们知道第三章呢，它这个继续前面的这个属灵原则的一些应用。
And we'll also continue the to apply to see the applications of the spiritual principles.
那这一段的应用啊，就涉及到了夫妻的关系。
And today we're going to talk about the relationship between husband and wife.
那讲到婚姻的问题呢，几乎是一个永远讲不完的话题。
When we talk about marriage, it's almost like the discussion will never end.
因为现在就是美国这地方他去调查就发现，那么婚姻问题是美国社会一个非常非常突出的问题。
And according to all the survey and research, marriage has become a main issue in the society in America.
那么大概差不多有33%的婚姻呢，最后是以失败来结束的。
About 33% of marriages end up in failure.
但是呢仍然有高达78%的人呢，这个成人呢选择是婚姻的。
But there are still about 78% of people who will choose to be married.
所以有人统计啊，大概如果有12对夫妻的话，哈。
Some people estimate that for every 12 couples,
那大概有6对夫妻呢是属于没有什么感情的。
Four out of 12 they don't love each other.
但是呢因为孩子的问题
But because of they have children,
或者因为生活的原因
or for life,
或者是因为信仰的缘故
or for religious reasons,
我们知道基督徒我们要怎么样维持那婚姻，所以有的时候是这个信仰成为我们一个负担。
So as Christians, sometimes it bound us to, like as a burden.
所以这些夫妻仍然生活在一起，但是是同床异梦的。
So those couples, they don't love each other, but they still choose to stay in marriage.
那最后这12对夫妻里面呢，大概只有2对还是仍然相爱的。
And about 2 out of 12 couples are still in love.
那我希望我们大家都是在那个2对之内的哈。
I hope we're all belong to this group.
但是为了满足这个社会这方面的需要啊，实际上是已经有很多各种各样婚姻的辅导啊，都在这个都是提供给大家。
And to meet this need in the society, all types of marriage counseling has been emerging.
那有的还是收费很高的哈。
And some of them charge a very high price.
那你去看一次辅导的话，一次要收100多块钱的哈。
And about $100 a time.
但是辅导了之后是不是有改变呢？
But does those counseling work?
那也不一定哈。
Not necessarily.
这就为什么有的人去尝试去努力，结果到了最后发现也没有什么效果。
People feel that they made all types of efforts, but their marriage didn't get any better.
还是选择了放弃。
So, they just give up.
所以今天我们继续来看彼得前后书这段讲到夫妻关系哈。
And as we continue to study the First Peter today, we're going to see it talks about husband and wife.
那么一共是7节经文。
There are 7 verses in total.
那么有6节是讲到关于妻子的责任。
6 of them talks about the wife's responsibilities.
那么1节是讲到做丈夫的责任。
1 verse talks about the responsibility of husband.
所以教会里你看我们这么多姐妹。啊、
you see, we have so many sisters in church.
姐妹们就说这个不公平。啊、
And sisters may complain, this is not fair.
所以我们今天先讲做丈夫的责任。
So today we're going to start this sermon with talking about the husband.
那么下一次我讲，下个星期天讲到做妻子的责任。
And next Sunday we're going to talk about the wife.
那么希望神的话语教导能帮助我们。
I hope the God's words teaching will help us.
这个是我们生活中切切实实所遇到的问题。
It's very relevant and applicable to our lives.
所以你如果有圣经的话，请你打开彼得前书第三章。
If you have a Bible, please open and turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
那么我来读中文 ，Rachel 来读英文。
Pastor will read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
彼得前书第三章第1节， 你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives.
这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
你们不要以外面的编头发、戴头、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.
只要以里面存着长久温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
Rather, let it be hidden, be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰顺服自己的丈夫。
For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands.
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主，你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are,If you do good and are not afraid with any terror.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Husbands, likewise, do all with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together,of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
所以在这段经文当中，我们看到真的只有第七节的一节经文是讲到做丈夫的责任。
So you see, in this passage, only verse 7 talks about the husband's responsibility.
但是不等于说这里面彼得对丈夫的嘱咐就相对说他对妻子的嘱咐来得更轻微。
But it doesn't mean that Peter's teaching to husbands is less or lighter than his teaching to the wives.
为什么呢？因为我上次讲过，因为彼得这一段讲到应用，他的一个主题是讲到顺服。
Because as last time we talked about the theme of this, Peter's teaching is about submission.
所以讲到救恩的果效呢，他讲到三种关系，一个是公民跟政府的关系。
When Peter talks about the result of faith, there are three types of relationships. The first is people and the king.
他后边又讲到了奴隶与主人的关系。
The slave and the master.
那么这里讲到丈夫跟妻子的关系。
And here it talks about wife and husband.
所以彼得的重点主要是叮嘱那个在弱势的一方。
So Peter exhorted the weaker ones.
他强调的是基督徒当我们处在一个弱势的角色上，我们怎么样学习做那个顺服的功课
？And emphasize that as Christians, when we are on the weaker side, how to submit and obey.
但是彼得讲完妻子之后，还是加了一句有关丈夫的责任。
But after Peter exhorted for the wives, he also add this one verse for husband.
这就是说，这一段经文虽然只有一句，但是对丈夫的嘱咐。却是分量极重的。
Although there is only one verse for the husbands, it is actually emphasized.
因为他讲这三个关系中只有这一段的关系，他强调了一个在优势地位的做丈夫的责任。
Only in the relationship about wife and husband, he talks about the stronger side, which are the husbands.
下面我们来看一下哈，彼得给丈夫的嘱咐是什么。
Now let's see what Peter's teaching is about for the husbands.
首先，彼得给丈夫的命令，丈夫必须要爱护妻子。
First of all, Peter commands husbands to be considerate of their life, of their wife.
这里面他讲了三个动词啊。
And he used three verbs.
他也给出了两个原因。
With two reasons.
还有一个结果。
And one result.
这个首要的原因就是。首先丈夫要爱护妻子是妻子的需要。
The first reason why husband has to be considerate of their wife is because this is the wife's need.
我们看到第七节的三个动词，第一个动词就是命令式哈，要与妻子同住。
The three verbs in verse 7, the first verb is the imperative, live with your wife.
那么原意呢，这是指一般的夫妻的生活。
The original meaning refers to the intimacy of husband and wife.
但是显然还不止于此。
But obviously there's more than that.
它的这里面彼得所延伸的意思说丈夫应当陪伴妻子。
Here Peter means that the husband should spend time and be a companion to his wife.
这里说按常按情理哈。
Here it says dwell with them with understanding.
这个情理呢，原文这个单词的意思是叫知识。
The original meaning of this text is knowledge.
就是属神的知识。
According to the knowledge of God.
这跟第二节讲到说你们应当有敬畏的心。是如出一辙的。
This echoes with the fear of God in verse 2.
所以做丈夫的应该照顾妻子。
Husbands should take care of their wives.
这是做丈夫基本的责任。
This is one of the basic responsibilities of a husband.
为此彼得给出了原因哈。
And Peter explained why.
这个原因的话，所有的妻子一听，都，我们的姐妹听了都觉得不舒服，这叫什么？他比你软弱，是不是？
And our sisters might feel uncomfortable because here Peter says a wife is a weaker vessel.
这个软弱到底是什么意思啊？
What does this weakness mean?
这个不是说道德上的软弱。
It's not a moral weakness.
也不是说灵性上他的软弱。
It's not a spiritual weakness.
这是乃是说身体和情感上面的需要。
It refers to their physical strength and emotional needs.
现在社会很多讲男女平等哈。
We talk about gender equality.
在中国怎么讲？我们讲妇女能顶半边天哈。
In China, we say women covers half of the sky.
所以呢，我们知道说是这样的话，你说到软弱，我们常常不能理解哈。
So when here it talks about women being weak, we couldn't understand.
几乎所有的工作现在是男生可以做的，女生也可以做。
Because in nowadays, almost every job, every vocation, if a man can do it, women can also do it.
但是我们不应该忘记，神造男人跟女人是不一样的。
But let's keep in mind that God created men and women; they're different.
所以，作为妇女的话，她在身体方面的需要和情感方面，她确实是。需要丈夫给予特别的关护。
So women does need their husbands to take care of them in the physical and emotional sides.
尤其是在彼得所生活的那个时代。
Especially in Peter's time.
那时候妇女没有经济来源的。
When women have no financial income.
所有的一切要依靠丈夫。
They are dependent on their husbands.
她的社会的圈、社交的圈子、她的生活的依靠。全是在丈夫那里。
Their social circles and their life substance all depending on their husband.
所以妻子是没有办法去单独生活的。
So as a woman, as someone's wife, they couldn't live by themselves.
即使在我们现今生活的时代，即使很多的妻子出去工作有收入等等。
Even nowadays, when wives go out and has a job,
其实妻子的需要也是很大哈。
They still have a lot of needs.
因为他还是要妻子要承担家庭的责任，还是要承担的很多一些。
Because they need to take on a lot for families needs.
所以丈夫应该要体贴到妻子的需要。
So as husband, be considerate of your wife.
所以应用到我们的身上啊，所以现在的丈夫啊，就是要体贴些，就不要做一个冷漠的丈夫。
And how do we apply this to our life today? It's be considerate and don't be a cold husband.
所以圣经的要求不高哈。
This is not a very high standard.
但是在现代社会中，却不容大容易能做到的。
But it's very difficult for people to do it.
因为这个即使住在一起的话，很多的时候做丈夫的也是没有关心到妻子。
Even a couple live together, a lot of times the husband didn't really, are not considerate of their wife.
很多时候做丈夫花更多的时间是在看电视哈。
Very often the husband spent more time watching TV.
或者是看电脑。
Or on their laptop.
在美国的话，很多丈夫你这花的最多时间是在干什么？
Do you know when, what is the thing that most American husbands spend time on?
看体育比赛，没错，底下有人说 sports.
Oh, sports.
Yeah. 因为很多的时间花在那个上面。
They spend lots of time on those.
甚至屋子里有没有另外一个人都没有注意到的。
They didn't even notice if there is someone else in the same household.
也是因为时间久的话，慢慢的夫妻之间就失去了那种新鲜感。
And over time, they lost the passion for one another.
就缺乏那种激情。
And grow cold.
所以就会变得慢慢的冷淡下来。
And being indifferent.
那我做这个婚姻辅导的时候呢，我常常让这个双方啊有一个练习哈。
When I do this marriage counseling, I very often encourage the couple to do this exercise.
这练习就是说你要满足对方三个愿望。
To fulfill three wishes for your spouse.
三个愿望不多吧？
Three wishes.
不多，
not a lot.
时间有限，我跟他只能几个星期的给他们做辅导。所以呢，夫妻双方呢，你发现非常开心的。
And I observed that the couples will usually become a lot happier.
谁先开始？您可以有一个先开始的吗？哈。
I usually encourage them, one of them to start.
所以每个人说，哎呀，我的愿望是什么？我要告诉他，你要满足我。每个人，那个人就非常的开心的哈。
And one spouse will get started with saying, elaborating on what are the three wishes they want the others to fulfill.
所以下个星期呢，就转到对方说要分享说我的那三个愿望是什么，你要满足我的。
And the following week they switch.
所以呢，我就看到说平常就是说我们真的如果有这样的互动的话，你的关系就会越来越好。
And we see if we intentionally to interact with one another this way, you're going to have a better relationship.
其实很多的夫妻的那些愿望不是什么高不可及的愿望。
And most of those wishes those spouses share are not like too difficult to fulfill.
可能就是做丈夫的已经有点习惯了，不是不知道妻子的需要，知道，但是已经没有那个动力去做这个努力。
Most husbands it's just over time they're not able to fulfill. It's just they are not as motivated as before.
所以说啊，这个夫妻要是有这种愿望去满足对方的需要的话，
but if they are motivated to fulfill each other's wishes,
而且不但是一个星期这样做，而是经常的这样去做
，not only just for a week, but do this often.
那么我想夫妻之间的关系就会慢慢的加强了。
I think their relationship will be better.
你知道夫妻之间每个星期啊，有人统计说。夫妻之间沟通啊，一个星期大概有多少的时间他们在沟通？
Take a guess. According to the survey, how long does a couple communicate within a week?
实际上，很多时候夫妻即使住在一起的话，每个星期交谈，大部分就是说，孩子啊，生活，然后你有没有吃饭？今天吃什么？明天干什么？这些事情。这个是沟通，但并不是那种，哎，内心的沟通。
A lot of times when a couple live together, all they talk about when they communicate is about kids, household, trivial things, plans, but not like in a deeper side of communication.
所以你把这些东西去掉的话，真正有实质意义的沟通大概就没有多少了。
If we get rid of all those trivial things of communication, there is.Barely any communication.
所以有人统计了一下，大概平均夫妻每个星期的话，这样的沟通只有37分钟。
According to a survey, a couple average will take 37 minutes a week to communicate.
那么大概差不多一天就五分钟多一点哈。
An average of 5 minutes a day.
所以这样时间，你知道长久下来的话，这个对。夫妻关系是明显的会有影响。
And over time, it actually has a negative impact on the relationship.
那彼得这里讲的第二个动词，用的是夫妻之间的关系，他用的是敬重。
The second verb Peter used here is respect.
说丈夫应当敬重妻子。
it commands husband should respect his wife.
这个同样属于是一个命令啊。
It's also imperative.
那么彼得给出的原因呢，是因为夫妻要一起承受生命之恩的。
Peter also pointed out the reason because husband and wife share the grace of life in the Lord.
所以夫妻在主内是平等的。
So husband and wife are equal in Christ.
那这在彼得的那个时代是一个全新的概念。
This was a new concept at Peter's time.
虽然我们在基督里面有平等的身份，我们在生活在这个世界上还是有很多的不平等。
Although we have equal status in God, but we still face the social reality of inequality.
实际上很明显的就是说，我们在这个夫妻关系当中，就夫妻之间就不是一个平等的关系本身。
And between husband and wife, it's sometimes it's not equal.
因为两个人的能力各个方面的这个神都不一样的哈。
Because God created us differently.
所以呢，丈夫在这个情况下，特别是当你处在一个比较优势的情况下，你应当尊敬你的妻子。
Especially when husband has certain advantages over their wives, they should respect their wives.
那很多人说圣经里讲的东西，常常会说啊，圣经里好像比较歧视妇女哈。
Many people has the accusation say that Bible discriminate against women.
实际上并不是这样子啊。
That is groundless.
因为我们知道说现代的这个夫妻关系啊，当然我们比彼得的那个时代平等了很多了啊。
We see that in the modern society, we have improved a lot in gender equality.
因为妇女可以出去工作，有自己经济的收入。
Women now can go and find a job.
那么妻子有自己的社交的圈子。
The wives also have their own social circles.
那么，但是做丈夫的你还是有很多的优势
啊。Still, husband has the some advantages in many ways.
因为即使妻子有工作，我刚才讲过，她会为家庭还是要付出很多。
Even the wife work she still has a lot to sacrifice for the family.
所以丈夫要格外的敬重妻子。
So husbands need to respect their wives.
所以。在美国这个社会啊，大家知道家庭暴力的现象啊，是已经是由法律来规定的了。
In America, domestic violence, actually, we already have a regulations.
所以呢，如果在这方面，如果是暴力上这个肢体上的冲突，有可能都会。有这个执法人员来介入。
If they get physical violence, then there will be law enforcement involved.
那么在中国呢，这个概念才刚刚的被引入啊。
And in China, it started very recently.
那么以前认为这种家庭暴力都是家庭内部的事情哈。
And they used to think domestic violence is just a matter of the household.
那么很少警察会介入的。
There's no police involved.
但是其实最近几年这个家庭暴力的这个家暴所谓这个观念呢其实有进一步的延伸哈。
But recently domestic violence, the definition has extended in the recent years.
可能我们很多人说我们不会有在肢体上会侵犯对方哈。
A lot of us may say we have no such problem as physical like being violent.
那我们已经知道那个是不对的。
We know it's not right.
其实还包括很多的方面，就是你在言语上和态度上，这个其实也是相当重要的。
But domestic violence also include verbal or emotional abuse.
因为什么？夫妻之间呢，是彼此，因为你，生活在一起，彼此对对方非常的了解。
Because husband and wife know each other very well.
所以你也知道你在哪方面伤害对方呢？是最容易的。
So it's easy for them to hurt one another.
所以当你在故意在这种你的情绪比较激动的时候，你可能在言语上、态度上，你想伤害对方，你会伤害对方非常的深。
So if when you're not good, like emotionally, actually it's very easy for someone to being verbal or emotional abuse to intentionally hurt another.
所以作为丈夫的话，在这方面。你应当知道，应当敬重妻子。
So as a husband, bear in mind that you respect your wife.
怎么样去提携对方，而不是虐待对方？
To encourage one another, but not to to abuse.
那做丈夫的应该如何去敬重妻子呢？
As husband, how to respect their wives?
所以圣经并没有给出一个具体的建议哈。
Bible did not give a specific advice.
我想因为每个家庭每个婚姻都是不一样的哈。
Because each families are different.
那夫妻之间的互动可能差异也很大。
The way how husband and wife interact is also different.
但是我想具体的一些方面我们可以从三个方面来看哈。
But I think in specific, there are three ways.
这种体现了夫妻之间这是一种平等的伙伴的关系。
To demonstrate that you're equal and you're partners of life.
第一个就是你尊重妻子的意见。
The first thing is respect your wife's opinion.
那第二个就是说满足妻子的愿望。
Second is to fulfill her wishes.
像我刚才讲的是两个人做这种练习怎么样满足对方的愿望。
Like I mentioned, to do exercise to fulfill one another's wishes.
所以呢，第三方面呢，就是说鼓励妻子进步。
The third is to encourage your wife to improve.
所以丈夫不是利用自己的权威去贬低妻子。
So a husband should not use his authority to degrade his wife.
乃是说怎么样抬高她。
But to elevate her.
所以有人呢可能听到这三方面他就有很多的问题哈。
You may have many questions after you hear this three advice.
陈牧师你说我要尊重我妻子的意见哈，你不知道如果他能尊重我的意见就更好了。
Pastor Shane, you want me to respect her opinion, if only she could respect my opinion.
你不知道他的那意见有多强啊，我不听他的根本都不行的。
You have no idea how strong will she is.
你说满足的愿望，可能有人说满足愿望，陈牧师他讲的是完全不切合实际哈。
Fulfilling her wishes is not realistic at all.
所以还让我去提携他，说不定他来提携我还差不多哈。
And for me to encourage her, I think it's for her to encourage me.
其实这就是我们对婚姻的一个理解的概念问题哈。
That's our mindset about marriage.
其实我觉得有一个比喻我觉得非常恰当，有人把婚姻呢比喻像两条河流。
Marriage is like a merging of two rivers.
两条河流本来在结婚之前你们是在不同的这个航道上来流畅的。
Before you get married, the two rivers are just running on their own paths.
那么在河流的某一点这两条河流交汇在一起。
At a certain point, they merged.
然后就变成一条河流了，对不对
？Into one.
所以这一条河流的话，你就很难分出来，你是哪条河流来的水，或是我是哪条河流来的水。
So it's almost impossible to distinguish where this water is from which river.
所以同样，夫妻也是一样。
当
我们结婚的时候，我们就是夫妻成为一体。
When you get married, you two people become one.
所以我们很难分说是你的是我的。
It's hard to tell which is yours, which is mine.
所以尊重这个做妻子的意见，实际上也是尊重你自己。
To respect your wife is also to respect yourself.
满足了对方的愿望，实际上你也得到了满足。
To fulfill her wishes is also you also get satisfied.
是你给妻子创造了一个成长的机会，实际上你自己也得到了提升。
You encourage her to improve. You also yourself will be improved.
所以有的时候我们想不明白这个道理哈。
Sometimes we just don't come around.
就是变成了不是你的就是我的这样子哈。
And end up in it's either you or me.
所以呢，就很难能够真正的达到婚姻里面那种美好和谐的目的哈。
And can't reach a harmonious relationship.
那以前有一个妻子说的，她最大的愿望是什么？想自己开农场啊。
There used to be a wife say, her dream is to start a farm.
然后她先生呢是做这个高科技的，他说这不可能，我不可能搬到那个地方去，跟你开农场的哈。
And her husband works in the high tech industry, and he said it's impossible for me to move to the countryside with you.
但是你可以不可以满足妻子的愿望呢
？But can you fulfill her wishes?
妻子的愿望是开农场，但是 你真的是不能搬过去，你还可以满足她的愿望。
Even you cannot move to the countryside with her, you can still fulfill her wishes.
所以我当时就给她建议说，你是现在的生活情况有孩子不能搬到农场，但是你可以这样子，你们不是有休假吗？可以到找一个农场去休假吗？
So advice I give this husband is that although you can't move to the countryside, but still next vacation you can take her to the countryside.
妻子是有这个愿望，她也没有说她真的要真的自己弄个农场去弄，是不是？
She has this dream, but it doesn't necessarily have to be living in a farm.
你知道一个农场那里有多少活要做？
Actually involves a lot of work.
但是她喜欢那种田园的生活，不是吗？
But she likes that atmosphere and lifestyle.
所以做丈夫你要知道她真正想的是什么。
So as a husband, to know what really your wife wants.
所以丈夫听了我的建议说，哎，这个挺好，不错，这个可以做得到。
So the husband said, yes, I can do that.
所以弟兄姐妹，所以做丈夫的你真的是可以满足妻子的愿望。
So as husband, you can fulfill her wishes.
只是你需要这么一点点的努力而已。
You just need to put in a little effort.
那彼得这里面所的使用的第三个词讲到丈夫的责任是说，这个祷告要没有阻碍哈。
The third verb Peter used here is your prayers may not be hindered.
我想。这里是说，如果你的夫妻关系不好的话，你的祷告会受到影响。
It says, if your relationship with your spouse is not good, then your prayers may not be answered.
我想这大概是彼得自己亲身的体验哈。
I think this might be Peter's personal experience.
所以他知道说，一个夫妻之间有严重问题的时候，你是没有办法来到神面前。去那种啊，跟神有那种美好的沟通。
So he knows that when a husband, when their relationship is in bad shape, they can't enjoy a good relationship with God.
所以上帝呢喜欢那种夫妻之间同心合一的祷告。
God delights in the united prayers of husband and wife.
你想啊，如果这个丈夫来到上帝面前说啊，主啊，求你给我这个啊。
Imagine if the husband come before the Lord and say, Lord, please give me this.
然后那个妻子又来到上帝面前说上帝啊，你不要给他那个，你要给我这个哈。
And the wife comes before the Lord asking for another thing.
你觉得上帝会怎么想？
What do you think God will feel?
你的祷告不会得到垂听的哈。
Prayers may not be answered.
所以婚姻本身呢，本来是我们基督徒啊属灵进步的一个。得力的帮助哈。
So、marriage is designed to be a help to help us to grow spiritually.
那么也有可能就成为我们属灵进步的一个障碍。
But it also might be a block to our spiritual growth.
所以做丈夫要知道，我们爱护妻子是我们敬畏上帝的一部分。
Therefore, a husband loving his wife is part of the demonstration of he is fearing God.
虽然丈夫在这个夫妻关系里面有一些优势，
Although the husband has some advantages in the relationship,
但是我们因为基督的缘故，不是利用这个优势来为自己谋好处。
But for Christ's sake, he should not use the advantages for his own benefits.
乃是利用这个优势来保护妻子，爱护妻子。
But to use his advantages to love and protect his wife.
这个是神所喜悦的。
This is delightful for God.
所以，因为这所有的我们的优势跟权威啊，都是来自上帝的恩赐的。
Because all authority are a gift from God.
当我们滥用这些权力的时候
，But if you abuse those authority,
肯定会影响我们跟神的关系。
It will negatively impact your relationship with God.
所以，彼得这里警告说，你们的祷告不蒙垂听。
So Peter here warned that your prayers will be hindered.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们当有敬畏上帝的心。
So we should be fearing God.
所以丈夫怎么样对待妻子呢？不是一些家务的小事。
How a husband treats his wife is not a trivial household matter.
乃是属灵的大事。
It is a spiritual matter.
上帝设立婚姻的目的，婚姻是来满足对方的，而不是用来满足自己。
God designed the purpose of marriage is to satisfy another's needs, not yourself.
所以上帝造男人是为什么？ 是为了，是为了上帝造女人是为了帮助男人，对不对
？So God created women to be helper for men.
那上帝将女人交给男人是什么？是为了让男人去保护女人。
And God give women to men and so that they can protect their wives.
所以丈夫爱护妻子就是我们尽了我们的责任。
So it is our responsibility as husbands to love your wife.
所以夫妻同心的话，在上帝面前同心合一的祷告。
So if husband and wife are within one mind to pray before God,
那个是最蒙神的喜悦。
And God will be pleased.
所以在婚姻当中啊，每一次的自私，我们都会损害这个关系。
In marriage, every time there's a selfishness, it will damage relationship.
我们每一次的忘我，我们都会成为爱情投资的砝码。
And every sacrifice for another is an investment for love.
所以呢，这个做丈夫的挑战就是进入婚姻之后，还要学习怎么样去不断的努力哈。
So the challenge for husband is after you get married, you still have to continuously to put efforts.
我们知道，在恋爱的时候，没有结婚的时候，那个做男朋友、女朋友啊，那表现非常好。
You know, when two people have not entered in marriage, but they're in a relationship, the guy usually is it's very industrious.
但是进入婚姻之后，就完全就不一样的感觉了哈。
But after they get married, it's completely different.
其实婚姻呢，是一个很需要一个很艰苦的努力的。
Actually, marriage requires a lot of efforts.
几十年呢，我们生活在这个世界上啊。
For a few decades, we live in this world.
然后，你的生活会发生很大的变化。
There will be a lot of changes.
在这几十年当中，你要经历许许多多的事情。
And you're gonna experience all types of things.
所以，夫妻之间你不去努力的去建造这个关系啊，这个关系就慢慢会。就会土崩瓦解。
If you don't take efforts to establish and maintain, this relationship won't go well.
所以做丈夫的应该去学习怎么样去提携自己的妻子。
So as husband, we need to learn how to encourage and build up your wife.
有一部电影，我不知道大家有没有看过哈。
There is a movie.
这个电影呢叫Fireproof 啊。
Fireproof.
消防员啊。
Talks about a firefighter.
是一个基督徒所拍的电影哈。
It's directed by a Christian.
那么这个电影讲到说，这个主角呢 ，Caleb， 他是一个消防员。
The leading character Caleb, it's a firefighter.
那他和他的妻子呢，两个人都是基督徒。
Both the husband and wife are Christians.
他妻子呢，在医院里面工作。
The wife works in the hospital.
但是他们夫妻结婚时间不长，但是已经出现了很多的危机。
They're not married for a long time, but there are already crises.
所以到了一个程度，他们就是这个妻子决定，他就要放弃了。
To a point, the wife decided to give up.
那这个时候呢，这个作为这个丈夫的消防员呢，他就有一次呢，接触了一个这个基督教机构所办的一个有关。鼓励这个大家怎么样去在婚姻中提高的一个四十天的一个训练的课程。
So Caleb actually attended a workshop that of how to encourage one another in marriage for 40 days.
那他的妻子 Christina 呢，其实已经开始慢慢的两个人的关系就飘离了哈。
But his wife Christina is actually drifting away.
那么他已在医院里呢认识了另外一个医生，彼此之间已经开始了有一种朦朦胧胧的一个关系哈。
And she came to know a colleague who is a doctor in the same hospital, and they kind of starts to have a feeling for one another.
那这个 Caleb 后来他在这个课程中学习到很多，说怎么样做丈夫的应该为妻子做一些事情。
So Caleb learned all those in this workshop of how to take care of your wife.
那么他就开始从生活中一些小事做起，开始帮助他的妻子。
So he started to exercise those starting from a little things to help his wife.
所以这个课程是大概是40天的嘛，哈，40天这样的。
And this workshop lasted for about 40 days.
所以他就按照那个每40天里面他就每天都做，做完之后效果没有什么改变呢。
So he did what he was taught, but after 40 days, their marriage is not getting any better.
好像他妻子根本就没感觉出有任何的变化。
Looks like Christina didn't feel anything.
而且事情会越来越糟糕哈。
And it got worse.
因为当时他的妻子就给了他一封信说正式要提出跟他离婚。
So Christina gave him a letter to officially file for divorce.
那后来 Caleb 就在当时他的这个所有跟他一起参加课的这些人的鼓励下，他决定这个课程结束我继续这样去做。
So being encouraged by all his peers in the same workshop, Caleb decided to continue these efforts after the 40 days.
这些事情有些是生活中非常小的事情，有些是比较大的事情。
Some are small things he does, but others are more important.
所以他下定决心他要去挽救他的婚姻。
So he is determined that he wants to save his marriage.
那么这个电影故事的最后呢，这个妻子终于发现了这个她丈夫为她所做的一切。
So at the end of the movie, the wife finally was able to see all those efforts that Caleb made.
因为没有告诉她的情况下，那么 Caleb 把自己所有的积蓄都花在为他岳母的治疗这个疾病，还有购买仪器等等这些费用上。
So Christina didn't know that Caleb already spent all his savings to helping his mother-in-law with treatment.
虽然他的妻子已经在出轨上都迈出去一步哈。
But Christina already are having an affair with this doctor.
但是终于又把他怎么样挽救回来。
But he was able to turn her back.
所以弟兄姐妹，基督的爱就是这样。
This is Christ's love.
所以基督就是这样来挽救我们的。
This is how Christ saved us.
所以做丈夫的就应该效法基督，在婚姻生活中用这样的爱去挽回自己妻子的心。
So as husband, follow Jesus what Christ did for us.
这个电影还不错的，说不定哪个小组你们可以大家一起去看这个电影 Fireproof.
Fireproof. It's a great movie.
Yeah, 我想对我们的一些启发啊，可以帮助我们彼此在婚姻里面，尤其是做丈夫的啊，怎么样去爱护自己的妻子。
Help us, especially husbands, to get inspired of how to take care of your wife.
好，所有做丈夫的，你们现在可以松一口气了，我已经讲完了。
All the husbands, you can relief. I'm done.
然后下个星期我会讲到做妻子的责任啊。
And next week we'll talk about the wives.
其实我想愿神的话语都能够成为我们生活中的帮助。
May the word of God become the real help.
神给我们加在我们身上的不是负担。
Because God did not intend to give us burden.
他的命令乃都是为了我们的益处。
His commands is for our benefit.
所以愿意都有一个敬虔的心，我们真是按照神的话语去做，我们得到的就是祝福。
So following, do according to his words, and we will be blessed.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
我们谢谢你借着话语有赐给我们，让我们晓得我们在这个世上怎么样行事为人。
Thank you for your words so that we know how to live a life in this world.
我们特别为我们当中做丈夫的，我们来感谢你。
We give you thanks for the husband among us.
因为他们已经得蒙主恩，跟妻子一起走这条属天的道路。
Because they have been sure the grace of life and walking with their wives.
愿主你特别的祝福他们。
Lord, bless them.
愿主你祝福我们当中这些有夫妻的家庭。
And Lord, continue to bless the families among us.
愿做丈夫的他们知道怎么样来效法基督之爱。
I pray that the husband will know how to follow Christ as you loved us.
我们愿意牺牲自己。
And we will sacrifice ourselves.
我们愿意放下自己。
And to deny ourselves.
来爱护我们的妻子
to love our wives,
敬重他们
and respect them,
使他们帮助他们在属灵上的进步
and help them to grow spiritually.
我们谢谢你，也求主你借着今天所分享的能够帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you and hope that you use your word and the teachings to help us to grow.
愿主在我们的婚姻当中可以见证啊，主你的信实，你的慈爱。
Lord, show us your faithfulness in our marriage and your love.
也愿主你祝福我们当中每一对夫妻。
And be with us and bless us and with every couple among us.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray all this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.